Lieutenant Colonel John Winslow was summoned to Colonel Robert Monckton's quarters at Fort Cumberland, nay, Fort Beausejour. A messenger had arrived from Halifax bearing a letter from Lieutenant Governor Charles Lawrence announcing the Council's decision regarding the Acadians. Monckton conveyed the news to Winslow. It was determined to remove all the French inhabitants out of the province. Vessels would soon arrive from Halifax to transport them all to distant colonies. That they may not have it in their power to return to this province, nor to join in strengthening the French of Canada or Louisbourg, Lawrence wrote, it is resolved that they be dispersed among His Majesty's colonies upon the continent of America, and that those of the Chignecto district, who have always been the most rebellious, shall be removed to the greatest distance. The Acadians of Chignecto were destined to be dispersed to the distant southern colonies of South Carolina and Georgia, the inhabitants of Annapolis Royal and Minas to Virginia and Maryland, Pennsylvania and New York, Massachusetts and Connecticut, in groups not to exceed 1,000 persons, in order that they cannot easily collect themselves together again. The Council's intention was to fracture the community of the Acadians and destroy their identity as a distinct people. The operation to remove the Acadians would cost thousands of lives and years of suffering and wandering, and must be marked down as one of the most horrific episodes in North American history. Following the plan outlined by Surveyor Charles Morris, Lawrence instructed Monckton to fall upon some stratagem to get the men, both young and old, especially the heads of families, into your power and detain them till the transports shall arrive, so as that they may be ready to be shipped off. Once that was done, Lawrence continued, it is not much to be feared that the women and children will attempt to go away and carry off the cattle. Monckton told Winslow he had decided to issue a summons calling all the male inhabitants of Chignecto and Chiputi Bay to a meeting at the fort. When he had them in his grasp, he would hold them hostage against the eventual surrender of their wives and children after the transport vessels arrived. Then they would all be deported to Point South. Winslow was to closely observe the operation of this plan, Monckton instructed, for afterward he was to take several hundred men to Minas, where he would carry out precisely the same scheme. It must move quickly before any word of the incarceration at Fort Cumberland found its way to Minas and caused panic and rebellion. Simultaneously, Major John Handfield, commandant at Fort Anne, would be using the garrison soldiers there to round up the Acadians of the Banlieue and the Haute Rivière. Transports were being dispatched to Minas and Annapolis as well as Chignecto, and the Acadians were to be deported as quickly as possible so that their lands would be ready for new settlers in the spring. Although rumors of the removal of the Acadians had been running through the British encampment for weeks, Colonel Winslow seemed genuinely surprised by what Monckton told him. As to the inhabitants commonly called the Neutrals at Chignecto, the point seems to be settled with them, and they are to be removed, he wrote Governor William Shirley of Massachusetts. The inhabitants throughout the province, it is supposed, will suffer the same fate, although not equally guilty of open violence. John Winslow accepted his assignment, but he did not relish the role he was about to play. 8 years before, in 1747, he had been dispatched to Minas to re-establish British authority in the aftermath of the Canadian attack on New England militia at Grand Pré. He was acquainted with the leaders of the Acadian community enough to know that he faced a difficult assignment. "Shall soon have our hands full of disagreeable business," he wrote Shirley, "to remove people from their ancient habitations." Numerous times over the next several weeks, Winslow would confess in his journal his revulsion at what he was required to do, but he successfully pushed those feelings aside. He must do the job well, for in the coming war with France he hoped to command a regiment of his own. He had penned appeals to Lord Halifax, Secretary of War Henry Fox, and other influential British officials, angling for the opportunity. "I flatter myself," he wrote, "that my unwearied endeavors to serve my king and country will meet with the approbation of my superiors, and they, out of their great goodness, will bestow on me a regiment, and that my friends won't be unmindful of me." Winslow had a strong sense of his own importance and his place in history, which explains the time and attention he devoted to his book, the journal he wrote in nearly every day. He intended it for the edification of his descendants.